Hi, my name is Paula Curry-Duchano, C-U-R-R-Y hyphen D-U-C-H-A-N-O, and I object to Northern Pass on a number of different levels. I own land which abuts the existing substation here in Deerfield, as well as the Deerfield-Douskate Forest. Both of these properties are under conservation easement. It is frustrating to think that a part of the wetlands encompassed on these protected properties will undergo dredging and filling for the new Northern Pass substation. The town of Deerfield and my family have put a lot of time and energy into preserving this land. My family owns 342 acres of land protected by the LCIP program. As far as the promise of new jobs, after the new transformer was brought in a few years ago and again last summer, the additional workforce I was seeing entering the substation each day all drove vehicles with Maine license plates. The major upgrading of the access road east of the substation under the power lines, which I'm told has nothing to do with Northern Pass, but I feel like it's an upgrade in anticipation, was all done by out-of-state contractors. It did not appear that any of the local contractors benefited from this work. The noise from the substation is extremely annoying. When I was at the site this afternoon at the substation, the humming noise we were all hearing is audible at our house, which is almost a mile away, and it is more annoying during the summer. Tonight I heard that there will be a sound wall in the new substation, but how can I trust that statement if the existing problem has not already been dealt with? Feel that there's a lack of respect and consideration for the landowners. While my grandchildren were very excited, I found it a bit disconcerting when the helicopter working with the crews who were working on the transmission lines landed in our backfield without any prior notice, permission, or explanation later as to why they were there. And so, as the owner of 300-plus protected, managed woodlands, I oppose Northern Pass. Thank you for your time.